Max Reger, who was appointed director of music at the university and professor at the Royal Conservatoire in Leipzig in 1907, is studying the extensive collection of manuscripts at Peter's Music Library.
All praise and gratitude to Eibach, the piano manufacturer, not just for supplying me with excellent pianinos, but also for using his connections in Moscow to provide me with excellent Russian Papirossi cigarettes. And I'm so grateful to Henry Hinrichs and my publisher for actually paying me to give fewer recitals each year, allowing me to concentrate on my true passion. Ah, Leipzig. You may not be able to get decent cigarettes here, but at least the publishers at C.F. Peters have compiled an excellent collection of music and been kind enough to open it up to the public. I can't deny having a liking for Protestant chorales, even though I'm a Catholic down to my fingertips.
A gentleman wishes to speak with you, Professor.
It must be that chap who waylaid me at the entrance. Wretched journalists. They pull my work to pieces. But I don't care. Whenever I get a bad review, I just tear it out and put it with the rest of the lavatory paper.
No, it's not a critic.
In that case, it must be one of those worthless investigative journalists. All right, so I was excommunicated because Elsa, my wife, is a Protestant. And it's true that we adopted an orphan when fate denied us a child of our own. But that's nobody's business but our own. All those press hacks can go to the devil.
Pardon me, sir, but as the gentleman put it, he's an admirer of your art.
Oh, an admirer, eh? That's all well and good. But even so, I've got no time for him either. I need every single minute of the day to practice, to work, and to sleep in order to have enough strength to amaze the audience. May I offer you a cigarette? You can't get anything like these in Leipzig.
Thank you, sir. You're too kind.
Do you know what? In 2 years, I'll be thrown on the scrap heap. But believe me, my time will come.
I've no doubt, Professor.
That's right. Pigs and artists are only appreciated when they're dead, you know.
Professor.
Whether I'm professor or not, when they lay me to rest, I don't want anything like director of music or professor or some such rubbish to be carved on my gravestone. I just want to have my name there. Max Reger. Those who read it will know who I was. And if they don't, they don't need to know.